Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're taking a seventh look at the issue of posture, as inspired by this book, Participating in Worship, by Craig Douglas Erickson. A whole section on posture, and this is our seventh look at it. And we're coming on today to the topic, perhaps so far the most challenging topic, I think, of prostration. Prostration, in other words, flattening ourselves on the ground. And not just personally, but corporately. And what do you think about this one? This is a bit radical, I have to say. But it is in the Bible, so surely we should consider it, right? It might be the most uncomfortable of the things we've talked about so far. But it's in the Old Testament. I'll give you some references, which I shall put in the show notes. And there's quite a few, and there's more. But Deuteronomy 9 verse 8, Psalm 38 and 44, Genesis 18 and 19, Judges 13, Daniel 8, Genesis 17, Joshua 5, Ezekiel chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 49, Psalm 95, 2 Chronicles 7, Numbers 22, Genesis 23, 42 and 43, 1 Samuel 20 and 24, and there's more than that. So it's there. What about the New Testament? Now, the New Testament is an interesting thing. In the New Testament, the word for prostration is translated typically worship. So when you read the word worship in the New Testament, you're almost always reading the word prostration. We see that as Jesus prays in Gethsemane, he is prostrating himself in Matthew 26 and Mark 14. He's lying there on the ground. So he's worshiping, prostrating himself. After his resurrection, what do his followers do? They come to him to worship him. And the word there is prostrate themselves. Where? At his feet. In Matthew 28 verse 9 and 17 and in Luke chapter 24 verse 52. So Jesus prostrates himself. The disciples prostrate themselves in front of with Jesus. Collectively there, in fact, together. Are we missing something? Paul even mentions prostration as part of Christian worship in to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 25, and in Revelation, the saints in glory, it says, are prostrating themselves before the throne of God. And we'll be glad to do that, won't we, when we're with God forever. That's Revelation 4 and 5 and 7 and 11 and 19. A lot of prostration going on in those circumstances. So is it appropriate to use prostration to prostrate even perhaps as a worship leader? What about getting down there with your microphone and sing on the ground? What about asking the congregation to do so, if it's possible, if it seems appropriate? Probably you'll need to be in a more informal setting than in many of our church services, and perhaps it's more appropriate to a small group worship setting than a Sunday service. I don't really know, but are we missing something by not engaging ourselves in that kind of worship, that kind of prostration? I think it'd be useful to think about it, and I want to encourage you and challenge myself to experiment with this, because unless we stretch the boundaries of what we're comfortable with, we're going to be limiting ourselves to a more narrow band of what worship and collective worship is like and meant to be, and what it can do for us and for one another and for God. So let me know what you think. Please do leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording, and leave it in public so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know anybody who might benefit, pass the link on, hit the notification button, there's the like button, leave a review if you could. I'd be very grateful. And until the next time, I hope that the next time you gather with all of your friends to worship our great God, your experience will be like Psalm 100 verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs, whether you're prostrating yourself or not. Until the next time, take care and God bless.